February 16, 1921. In order to enter the divine will, the creature must do nothing but remove the little stone of her will. While I was thinking about the holy divine volition, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, there are neither paths nor doors nor keys to enter my will, because my will is everywhere. It flows under one's feet, on the right, on the left, above one's head, everywhere. The creature must do nothing but remove the little stone of her own will, which, though being in my will, does not take part in, nor does it enjoy its effects, becoming like a stranger in my volition. In fact, it is as if the little stone of her will prevented the water from flowing from the shore so as to run somewhere else. The stones are blocking it. But if the soul removes the little stone of her will, at that very instant, she flows into me, and I into her. She finds all my goods at her disposal, strength, light, help, whatever she wants. This is why there are no paths, no doors and no keys. It is enough for her to want it, and all is done. My will takes charge of everything, providing her with all that she lacks, and making her wander within the interminable boundaries of my will. It is completely the opposite for the other virtues. How many efforts are needed, how many fights, how many long paths? And while it seems that the virtue is smiling at her, one passion, a little violent, one temptation, one unexpected encounter, push her back to the beginning of the path.